Hi, welcome or welcome back to the Faith Talks podcast. My name is Deborah. For those of you who don't know me, I'm a faith-based content creator. I make content sharing all about my journey with God to encourage you on your journey with Him. So that is exactly what Faith Talks is about as well. I mean, the name says it. We talk about all things faith and trusting God because it's not always easy and we need to be reminded of the word and we need to be encouraged with it. So yeah, that's what Faith Talks is about in a nutshell. So welcome. It is such a blessing to have you here. I hope that you're doing good and I pray in advance that this episode will give you wisdom and insight, because today we're going to be speaking about fasting. Over the past few weeks, I've been mentioning faith and breakthrough that I experienced in my life. And with that, I shared that fasting was involved. Fasting has been a very, very key part in my life. And it's not just in my life. Like, we can see throughout the Bible that when fasting was mentioned, breakthrough followed right after. And maybe you've heard it in other people's testimonies as well. There's something about fasting. What does fasting do? What does it entail? Let's talk about that. Fasting, I'm speaking about fasting for spiritual reasons, to draw closer to the Lord. I'm not talking about fasting to lose weight, none of that. That's not the reason that we're talking about fasting, and that's not why we fast. So let me start by saying that. And then I want to begin with, what is fasting? What is biblical fasting? So biblical fasting is abstaining from food for a certain amount of time, for a purpose. There is a purpose behind the fast, and usually that is to hear from God, to receive a breakthrough. And something important to know about fasting is that it is basically starving your flesh. And that sounds super extreme, but it's just depriving yourself from feeding your flesh, your body, your physical, to feed the spiritual. So instead of feeding yourself with food when you're hungry, feed yourself with the word of God, with the bread of life. Sit with Jesus. I think this is where sometimes we can miss the point of fasting, that when we get hungry, we start to focus on other things. Ooh, let me distract myself by watching a movie or by scrolling on social media or by doing all of these other things. But I think that when we do that, fasting is not effective, because the whole point is to starve your flesh. And when you start to get hungry, when you start to crave, to grab the word of God, to sit with the Lord. That's where fasting, in my experience, is effective. Because in the Bible, it does not mention specifically, oh, when you fast, abstain from social media, abstain from this. It does not say that. But what it does say in the Bible, let's have a look at Luke 4, verse 1, where it says, Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, left the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. He ate nothing during those days, and at the end of them, he was hungry. So something that I kind of emphasize and that I think is very important to note is that the Holy Spirit led Jesus into the wilderness. The wilderness. What is in the wilderness? Let me ask you that question. What's in the wilderness? When we, about our lives, speak about a wilderness season, what do we experience around us? Nothing. Nothing. That is it. Jesus was led to a place where there was nothing. And I think that's such a significant part of fasting, that you separate yourself from all distractions, like Jesus being led into the wilderness. Because when you fast, you abstain from food and you have other distractions around. As soon as you get hungry, you're going to look for something to feed you. You're going to look for social media to feed you. You're going to look for movies to feed you and music. You're going to look for something, because your flesh is going to want to be fed with something. And that's where you need to feed on the word of God. And for the longest time, I did not know this about fasting. I would do fast. I have done fast from food in the past, but then I would also continue on doing secular things. I would continue to watch movies and continue to listen to music, which I don't think is necessarily bad. But when you're doing a fast, you have to cancel out all distractions to hear from the Lord. And that's the thing about fasting. I don't think it's necessarily that God speaks to us more or clearer when we're fasting. I just think that we intentionally sit down to listen, because on our day-to-day lives, we're distracted with so much. I don't even think that from a spiritual point of view, we realize how distracted we actually are during the day. Our heavenly dad, our father, our Abba is constantly singing over us. He's affirming us. He's speaking to us every single day. The Lord speaks. Oh, best believe he speaks. But we don't hear it because we're so distracted. I think fasting is creating an expectancy for the Lord. There are so many people who have testimonies of fasting for financial breakthrough, fasting for healing, fasting for wisdom, whatever it is. And it's breakthrough comes because it's waiting expectantly on the Lord and intentionally canceling out distractions. I think it's like, you know, when you order a package off Amazon and they give you a time slot, but it's not specific. It says, okay, your package is going to be delivered on a day. Let's say they only give you a day. Best believe you're going to be at home that whole day. You're probably not going to have headphones on with loud music because you'll miss the doorbell. You're probably not going to watch a movie really loud. You're probably not going to leave your house because they might come to deliver the package when you're gone. You're going to be alert and waiting on that package to come. You're not going to be distracted with loud and busy things because you'll know you'll miss the package. And I think fasting is like that. It is knowing that the Lord is speaking. The package will be delivered. Our God is constantly delivering packages on our doorstep. But it is canceling out distractions to hear the Lord knocking, to hear the Holy Spirit whispering. It's us zoning in. It's us sitting in an expectant posture. Lord, I'm expecting you to speak because I know the package is going to come. But this time, I'm going to sit ready for it. I'm going to receive it. That's what fasting is like. In my life, all the breakthroughs that I've shared on here, my apartment testimony, just the whole of last year, I feel like was a whole testimony of God just moving in crazy ways. There was always fasting involved. I fasted. I did a massive social media fast as well when I was praying for this specific apartment. Social media and a food fast. And I'll get into a few types of food fasts in a second or a couple. But there was fasting involved. That's when I was able to receive the breakthrough because I was listening and tuned in to what the Holy Spirit was speaking. So let me share with you the types of fasts that I'm familiar with. First of all is the Esther fast. In the book of Esther, there is a time when Queen Esther asks the people, the Jews, to fast. In Esther 4 verse 16, Esther says, "Go gather together all the Jews who are in Susa and fast for me. Do not eat or drink for 3 days, night or day. I and my attendants will fast as you do. When this is done, I will go to the king, even though it is against the law. And if I perish, I perish." Just a little bit of context about this story in Esther is when Esther has been selected as queen through a divine and just God-ordained series of events. But Esther is Jewish and the king doesn't know that. And there's a man in the palace who hates Jews. So he sends out this decree for people to start attacking the Jews. And Esther is a Jew. So Mordecai tells her uncle, Esther, you have to do something. You have a position as a queen. Perhaps you've been called for such a time as this. So she's in distress because she's not allowed to go present herself to the king unless he summons her. It could get you killed to do that. So she's saying, please fast for me for the Lord to intervene on my behalf, fast for that wisdom, for that insight. So that's why she's telling the Jews to fast for 3 days and that she's going to do it herself as well. But the Esther fast is one that I've heard many other Christians speak about. I've heard many stories of breakthrough through this fast. 3 days, abstaining from food, abstaining from drink. That's tough though. That's a tough fast. But that's one where, again, you have to be fed with the word of God, with the bread of life. I personally have not done this fast yet, but I want to. I really want to do it. I haven't done it yet because I'm used to, when I fast, at least drinking water or tea. But to abstain from everything, that's intense. But this is where prayer before a fast comes in as well. Lord, Holy Spirit, strengthen me. Help me to get in the right mindset for this fast. Help me to spend time in your word. Fasting is a lot about the mind as well. To stay focused on the truth. Build up slowly. I don't know if I would recommend jumping straight into the Esther fast unless you feel led to by the Spirit. but don't push yourself or feel guilty for doing things that you're not capable of doing yet. It's a lot about building that spiritual training and that spiritual discipline. Again, feeding your spirit instead of your flesh, pushing past the boundaries of starving your flesh to get closer to that spiritual realm. When we fast, the veil between the spiritual and the natural becomes so thin. So that's the first fast I wanted to mention, the Esther fast. 3 days, no food, no drink. The second fast, I think, is better for if you've never fasted before, and that is the Daniel fast. When you read through the book of Daniel, you can quite early on see how Daniel decides to abstain from certain foods. In Daniel 1 verse 8, it says, "But Daniel resolved not to defile himself with the royal food and wine, and he asked the chief official for permission not to defile himself in this way." So this is when Daniel and some of his friends were in basically a training camp to start working for King Nebuchadnezzar at that time, because these were very smart and skilled boys. These specific boys, Daniel, it was Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were all friends. Maybe you've heard that story of the boys thrown into the fire, but they served the Lord, and they were in this training camp where everybody was being fed a certain type of food. But Daniel was like, I don't want to defile myself with that food. And that concerned the chief in charge of these boys, because he was like, well, you're clearly going to be skinnier than the men who have been eating properly. But Daniel said in Daniel 1 verse 12, "Please test your servant for 10 days. Give us nothing but vegetables to eat and water to drink. Then compare our appearance with that of the young man who ate the royal food." So Daniel was telling the chief, "Try me and my God, try us." The chief allowed it, and lo and behold, after the 10 days, these boys looked stronger and healthier than the ones who ate the food of the king's courts, just because of that being fed by the spiritual and being obedient to God. That counts for so much more. And then another time in Daniel 10 verse 2-3, it says, "At that time, I, Daniel, mourned for 3 weeks. I ate no choice foods, no meat or wine touched my lips, and I used no lotions at all until 3 weeks were over." And I know that another translation says that Daniel ate no pleasant food for 3 weeks. So this is what the Daniel fast is known as. 21 days of fasting, eating only specific things that include fruits, vegetables, whole grains, beans, nuts, seeds, and water. So very clean and no pleasant food eating. I think that translation mentions it so well, because we find pleasure and comfort in food, especially these days. So it's so important to take away those foods, to let the Lord be your pleasure and your comfort, to find pleasure and comfort in the presence of the Lord. But yeah, the Daniel fast for 21 days, super effective. And with that, again, I would suggest and recommend also doing a social media fast, or just stepping away from the things that you find comfort in, to again find that comfort and that security with the Lord, with your heavenly dad, to draw closer to him. I know people who have also done the Daniel fast shorter for a week. Pray about it. I would say pray about it and ask the Holy Spirit to give you that wisdom and that insight. Be expectant for the Lord to answer, because he will. But yeah, those are the two main fasts that I'm familiar with. Another fast that I know is the one that Jesus did in the wilderness, the 40-day fast of no food and no drink. I don't want to be telling anyone to do that, because I think that requires a lot more training, and yeah, I just think that's on another level. So for me, I know when it's time for me to fast, when I think the spirit kind of nudges me. I can feel it in my spirit when it's time, when I've been distracted, when I can't hear the Holy Spirit as clearly as I did before. I think I always kind of know when it's time to fast, and usually the Lord always confirms it as well when I've been spending too much time on social media and all of a sudden I see this video of like, "It's time for you to fast." I'm like, "All right, Lord, I hear you." So it's hard for me to explain, but I think internally the Holy Spirit always gives me a nudge of like, "Girl, it's time to fast." And when I do, it gives me so much clarity. It just draws me closer to the Lord. Sometimes in my vlogs, I mention that I'm fasting, and it's so funny. I saw someone commenting like, "In the Bible, it says when you fast, don't speak about it publicly." This is true. I'll put the verse on the screen. In the Word of God says, when you fast, don't look like you're fasting. Nobody has to know. It's something between you and the Lord. Someone was saying that as I was speaking about fasting in a vlog, but I never mentioned fasting to boast. I mention it in a vlog. I put it in the vlogs. I find it important to show it there to let you know that fasting is a regular and it's a part of a walk with God. It's a very key part of an intimate relationship with the Lord. That's why I've put it in vlogs sometimes, why I mention it, to let you know that fasting isn't something that I only do once every 10 years. It's a consistent thing that I think keeps me close to my Heavenly Father. It's important. And just to show how I go about my days when I'm fasting, I think that's quite difficult to know sometimes. Like, so do I stay home all day? Like, what do I do? And I think that really depends on the fast. When it comes to an Esther fast, I would say, again, I haven't done that fast before, but I can imagine that I would want to be at home for the 3 days and just be in isolation with the Lord, because not eating and not drinking is gonna obviously affect your body. So you wanna take it easy. You wanna be resting. You wanna be in a place of stillness. You don't wanna do too much. But yeah, I think that those are the main things that I wanted to mention about fasting. I hope that gives you some clarity on what fasting is, why we do it, to just strangle our flesh and feed the spirit instead. And that you can fast for other people as well, by the way. That's what Esther mentioned, isn't it? She asked other people to fast on her behalf. You can fast for other people. Other people can fast for you. And again, to be expectant while you're fasting. I mean, you're kind of already positioning yourself in that expectancy of, Lord, I'm waiting on you. I'm waiting on you to speak. But just to be aware of, like, I'm expectant. I'm waiting on God to speak. Lord, I'm sitting here and I'm waiting until you speak, and watch, because he will speak. He always speaks, but it's just tuning in to the shepherd's voice, to our Heavenly Father's voice. So I hope that this has been helpful for you to start fasting yourself. Pray about it. Do your own research as well. Open up the Bible and look at these stories that I spoke about. Read through Esther and through Daniel. They're not too long of Bible books, so I would recommend reading through them. Just to see the Lord's hand at work and to see that breakthrough in action. And I just know that so many testimonies and breakthroughs will come forth of this as we position ourselves to wait on the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. So thank you so much for tuning into today's Faith Talks episode. As always, I pray that it's been fruitful. I pray that the Lord has spoken to you through this. You're so loved. I think that's always important to mention in Faith Talks episodes, how much your dad loves you. And yeah, I'm constantly praying for you. I'm praying over you, and let's wait on the Lord. Let's be expectant. Let's watch him move. Let's get to it, guys. So yeah, thank you so much for tuning in today, and I'll be back again soon for another Faith Talks episode. But maybe this time that's what I got.